On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Thursday, the 11th of March. Today, for those that love NRL, the season commences.
And also the day that Rupert Murdoch, the Australian-born businessman, turns 90.
Wow. Happy birthday, Roops. Jeff Hunt, the Aussie...
Roops?
Yep. Former Aussie squash champ Jeff Hunt is 74 today.
He had a worldwide number one hit in 1988 with this song.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Yep, that's Don't Worry, Be Happy. Today, Bobby McFerrin is 71.
Former Aussie Rules footy player Sam Kekovic is also 71.
Known as a football player and, of course, in those Lamb ads.
There's nothing worse than being un-Australian. I should know. I've been Australian all my life.
Lisa Loeb, the American singer, today is 53.
US actor and co-creator of Jackass, Johnny Knoxville, today turns 50.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and I'm breaking down all the injuries of my career. How delightful.
And the Madden brothers, Joel and Benji from the band Good Charlotte, today they're 42.
It was on this day back in 1818 that Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, was published.
It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Somebody else who was constructed in a lab, Ken, the boyfriend of Barbie, went on sale on this day in 1961. Pop quiz, surname of Ken.
Carson.
It is.
And his full name's Kenneth.
Kenneth Carson.
Carson. Bless. You know this song by the Beatles?
Yesterday.
Who doesn't?
Oh, such a good song. Well, it was on this day in 1967 that it was announced that song had been recorded by 446 artists. That's how well-loved it was.
Yeah, I can top that. By 2015, over 2,500 artists had covered it. It's the most covered song in history.
Is it really?
Apparently.
I actually do a cover of it in my live shows.
There you go.
Beautiful song.
Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, became the first woman leader of a British political party on this day in 1975.
In 1990, Lithuania became independent from the Soviet Union.
Back to the Beatles, the three surviving members turned down a $225 million offer to do a reunion tour on this day in 1996.
And it was on this day, just last year, that the World Health Organization, or WHO, declared COVID-19 a pandemic.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 11th of March.